Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Aramark food service workers from all three South Philly stadiums are planning to strike today. The union has been continuously pushing for year-round health care benefits and better pay for employees. Recently, the union says hundreds of their workers voted in favor of authorizing a strike, and the worker negotiating committee called for one outside Citizens Bank Park, The Link, and Wells Fargo Center. The Phillies play at CBP tonight, so we'll see how that affects the game. Saturday night into Sunday morning, police say officers were attacked and patrol cars were damaged during chaotic illegal car meetups that popped up across the city. As KYW's Nina Barotti tells us, Philadelphia police say the behavior will not be tolerated.
If you think you got away last night, you didn't. So when you hear that banging on the door, it will be us. We're coming with search warrants and we're coming with arrest warrants.
Deputy Commissioner Francis Healy said from about 9:30 Saturday night through around 4:30 Sunday morning, officers dealt with cars spinning out, drag racing, fireworks, and more all across the city. It's not an uncommon occurrence for a weekend in Philadelphia, but Healy says they believe the actions from overnight was retaliation against police and the work they've done to handle illegal car meets. Police say there were 11 total meetups starting in Northeast Philly and ending at City Hall, with anywhere from 50 to 200 cars involved at each spot, some more violent than others. Deputy Commissioner Michael Cram.
Everything they do is disruptive, right? They're ruining the quality of life. They're drifting, drag racing. At one point, they had a flamethrower. Yes, there's video of them with a flamethrower.
Officials say one officer and one civilian were hurt and expected to be okay, but a number of other police officers were attacked that resulted in damage to at least five patrol cars. Cram says two arrests were made near FDR Park, one of them a juvenile, and a number of people were issued code violation notices under the city ordinance for nuisance vehicles. Outside police headquarters, Nina Barotti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A uniquely Philadelphia run took over the Rocky Steps this weekend. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, it was all for a special cause.
Joe Rinaldi is one of more than 30 athletes who climbed up and down the Rocky Steps for 24 hours.
My motto is do hard things. I have it tattooed on my chest, and I believe that we find true strength through struggle.
The run raises money for the organization Legacy of Hope, which helps cancer patients going through treatment pay their bills.
And so I wanted to come out and do something hard for those who don't have a choice in the hard that they're facing.
Rinaldi, who ran more than 70 miles worth of steps and raised more than $6,000, says every step is worth it.
A little stiff, a little painful, but honestly, I'm just so grateful to be out here that just overrides everything else that I'm feeling.
He says for him, the run is a reminder to always look for a light in the dark.
Life is so much bigger than any one of us, and so it's really, really awesome when we can come together for a cause like this.
There's still 2 weeks left to donate towards the run, which has already raised more than $175,000 towards its goal of $188,000. At the Rocky Steps, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season.
This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.